Oh, very good. My name is Winifred Lewis, and I'm interviewing.
I'm Hamdi Muluk. I'm from Department of Psychology, University of Indonesia, Jakarta based.
Yep.
Not exactly in Jakarta, but in Depok, the suburban of Jakarta, 20 kilometers from Jakarta, the city of Indonesia.
Oh, okay. And how did you become a peace psychologist? How did you get into peace psychology?
Actually, I'm trained in social psychology, in my master, and I enrolled a PhD program at political psychology. So, in Indonesia, peace psychology is new, I think it's new field.
Yeah.
As far as I know, I am one of the frontier.
Yeah.
With Yahya Kisbiah at the University of Muhammadiyah Surakarta, that entered the field.
Yeah, a pioneer.
Yeah, the pioneer. The story was back to 2003, when I was at the Melbourne Uni with Di Bertelsen at the Center of Conflict Resolution, where I did my sabbatical year there for completing my PhD thesis. And at the time, I was invited by Dai, thanks to Dai, to get into this field, actually. So, at the time, I tried to promote this field in Indonesia, but I attract only small people to get into this field, because in Indonesia, if you talk about the organizational, scientific organizational division, we have only the Association of Social Psychology. So all the people that have done research in related to social issues go to the social psychology, whether they involve in community and political and poverty and peace and conflict and politics, that goes to
it's all social, one huge group.
We have only one organization. Now I'm the president of Indonesian Association of Social Psychology this year.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Just elected. So that in the future, this maybe there is very little opportunity to establish so what we call peace psychology exclusively. I mean that because we will have only small number of people. So currently in Indonesian Association of Social Psychology, we have 200 members.
Right.
That's you.
Yeah.
That's enough to have
a conference,
our own organization.
Yeah.
So that's the story. So, but as we have struggled with many conflict in Indonesia, since the in at least 20 in the past 20 years, we have overwhelmed by many ethno-religious conflict, usually ethnic and religion is a key factor in Indonesia. Almost conflict are related to the either ethnic or ethnic religious, or both. So many I think that many fun come from many countries that was goes to Indonesia to try to solve the conflict problem, but usually it was dominated by the NGOs people and practitioners, very little academician. That's why in 2006 perhaps, when we was a conference at the ICAP last 4 years at Athens. I have the symposium Peace Psychology in Indonesia. At that time, there is an idea. There was an idea to establish an MA program in Peace Psychology in Indonesia. Nah, I took the pioneering.
Yeah, so yeah, again, the leadership.
2007, I proposed a proposal to the university, and it took 1 year to be agreed. And at 2009, I enrolled the first year of the program. Now we have only three.
Yeah.
But perhaps in the future we will attract more people.
Yeah.
After we make another strategy, perhaps, because now the obstacle for the experienced people in NGO, they have a weakness in academic sense.
Yeah.
So they almost 70% of them didn't pass that entry examination.
Yeah.
Because our university is the best university in Indonesia.
Yeah.
Number one ranking.
Yeah. So, and it has a very rigorous,
very strict academic criteria to enter the program.
Yeah. So you've had many peace activists who wanted to come and do the training that
many
couldn't get in.
But yeah, they didn't fail the test. You know?
Yeah, it's exasperating.
I have talked to the university president. Okay, please lower your criteria. But okay, we'll consider it. But until now,
yeah,
I haven't influenced them to make another something, another treatment or whatsoever. But I'm thinking now, probably to empower them in preparing to become successful in the entry examination test. Probably I have to go to them and persuade them, okay, what about 1 month workshop or 1 month preparation before you enter the
doing
university?
Doing a refresher course on their writing skills.
Familiarizing with the abstract tests, academic tests,
multiple choice.
Oh yeah, intelligent tests and so on, and academic potential tests. Gitu.
Yeah.
That's I'm thinking of. So probably in the next year. But I'm being optimistic. Probably in the next four years, and it would be prospect program, I think.
Oh yeah, it sounds amazing. I mean, the great thing about your program, as you describe it, is that it's open to experienced activists and field workers.
That's the goods of international network. Since I entered this field, and we have a good network. So, let's say Daniel Christie has a commitment to do the what do we call a semester, short semester probably.
Yeah.
So they will go to, he will go to Jakarta.
That's fabulous. Dan Christie.
Yeah.
He came to the University of Queensland.
Two week course, yeah.
Yeah.
And then we make it international.
Great.
Christina Montiel also
has
a commitment and also died to come to Indonesia to give the lecture.
Yeah, wonderful.
So in the future, I'll make it international.
Yeah. Top people from all around the world.
I welcome people to come to Indonesia to go to internship. So we have a very close network with all NGO in Indonesia.
Yeah.
Peace activists.
Yeah.
So the current chair of this program, so I'm retired now from this chair.
Yeah.
Because I moved to the head of doctoral program.
Wow.
Yeah. So the chair for the program is now Iksan Malik.
Okay.
You can find him on the Google.
Yeah.
And we have just published our chapter in Tina Montiel book, Peace Psychology in Asia.
Yeah.
You can check it.
There's a chapter on peace psychology in Indonesia.
Peace psychology in Indonesia. And I have co-authored with Iksan Malik about the grassroots peace building activities in Indonesia. Now he is the chair of this program.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Master program. So he is very famous activist in Indonesia and also academia.
Yeah.
he was awarded UN award for peace.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great.
Very famous. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very
so
famous.
There's a wonderful opportunity.
Yeah. So we have a strong and close network with all NGOs.
Yeah.
So if you want to send your, let's say, undergrad or master student to go to Indonesia, we can arrange to put in another. All the field in Indonesia.
Yeah,
to go to
that's
internship,
interesting.
Yeah.
They don't have to speak Bahasa or whatever. They probably do.
Probably.
They have to learn.
Learn value for quick.
Yeah.
Just 3 months and preparation before. Yeah.
Okay.
For ordinary speaking, I think. That,
yeah.
Because in the future, we'll make the program in English.
Okay,
so
wow.
So the master program.
Yep.
So there is no
language
need
barrier.
To learn in Bahasa.
Yeah.
But if you want to go to the village, the
field,
you have to have the minimum requirement of Bahasa.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
It's exciting though that opportunity might be there for Australians. I know many would be interested. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good. Now, I know you're pressed for time, you have another commitment, but is there anything else you wanted to add about your research, your teaching, your volunteering?
No, you can check on my work with Ixine at the book.
Yep.
Yeah. So, in the last 5 years, we are involved in the Moluccas conflict with the Baku Bayak movement.
Yeah.
Yeah, me and Ixine. And now, for institutionalization of the movement, before this was just peace movement.
Yeah,
we have established Indonesian Peace Building Institute.
Great.
Chaired by Ihsan Madik also.
Okay.
So he has
you and
two
he
legs.
Do everything.
Has two legs. One in NGO.
Okay. Yeah.
With his Indonesian Peace Building Institute.
Yeah. Yeah.
And one in University of Indonesia.
Yeah.
In master. And peace psychology.
Yeah, that's a
that's
great
good combination
yeah,
of
good.
Him.
Yeah.
So now our program is to widen the scope of peace activism. So our regular project is to train NGOs people in conflict resolution, mediation, arbitration, and regularly. Usually we have two occasions, two events in a year.
Right.
Yeah, one event usually 2 weeks.
Yeah.
2 weeks in the class and 2 weeks to the field.
Oh, great. Yeah. Yeah.
And after back to the field, they have to come to the class to share their lesson learned.
Yeah, experience. Fabulous.
Yeah.
That's a great program.
Yeah.
And who pays for that? Is the government funding that?
Indonesian Institute Peace Building seeking for the grant from the international NGO.
Yeah, yep. Great.
Usually funded by USA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
In 2005, 2007, I think that New Zealand aid. Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably in the future we'll try to find from Australian.
Yeah. Yeah. Good.
So. So that's the fund comes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a wonderful program.
Yeah. But, yeah. So I think it would be a promising.
Yeah.
Field. I think that. In my university now we have 20 master program.
Wow.
In psychology.
So, wow.
So this program has to compete with each other.
Yeah.
Usually the popular the most preferred program like IO, Organizational Psychology, Educational Psychology, School Psychology, and so the psychology is small, but I think the future would be promising program.
Yeah, it sounds like it should be. I mean, what you're talking about too is a practitioner's path, right? But would there also be a route for someone to come in and study social psychology and become an academic and become a peace psychology researcher?
Mm-hmm.
They would do like a PhD to do that kind of thing?
Now, Iksan Malik has enrolled a PhD program. Supervised by me and Mike Wessel.
Okay, yeah.
The famous Michael Wessel.
Yeah.
So this is the first, probably he will be a first PhD graduate in psychology in Indonesia,
yeah,
I hope.
Yeah, exciting.
So today, currently his first year in the PhD program.
Oh, great. So he's doing a lot, eh?
Yeah. PhD student and chair the MA program,
yeah,
and also
running the institute and
yeah,
running workshops.
Yep, yeah,
yeah, yeah, it's a busy life.
Yeah.
Hear that, grad students, work harder. Speak to the Australians, you know. If he can do all that, you can do more. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's very good. Well, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Very good. Yeah.